From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 27th day of January 2014. Here is the weekend in review. These are some of the stories that made the news between January 24th and January 27th. At the top of the news, Cairo-Durham Central School District Superintendent Mary Fassett addressed the public at a meeting of the full Board of Education on Thursday, January the 23rd, on the subject of the district's facilities usage survey. Fassett said the focus of the survey is still in process and promised that the process will be lawful and transparent. She made no reference to the possible closure of the former Durham Elementary School. Rumors have circulated in the past weeks that plans are underway to close the school after portions of a December 2013 report were posted on Facebook. During her remarks Thursday night, Fassett acknowledged the presence of Town Supervisor William A. Carr at the meeting. At a Durham Town Board meeting earlier this week, Carr expressed concerns about the impact the school closure would have on the town.
As a point of clarification, the parameters of the newest facilities usage study the school board has ordered is yet to be determined. I can share that initially the overall study will be guided by the question, are there options to the current practice that might provide more efficient ways or patterns to organize how the grades pre-K through grade 12 programs are implemented or delivered over the next 3 years. On February 3rd, commencing at 6:30 p.m., the board will gather for a workshop with Dr. Sibirsky to begin the discussion with a phase one event entitled Planning for the Future. The expected outcome is to produce a tool that documents an outline of priorities, values, questions, and objectives the board and superintendent believe the program delivery study should address. The tool will serve as a baseline resource and a blueprint for preparing the overall study. A second outcome of the February 3rd planning session is to inform the public about the purpose and process of the study. I agree with Mr. Carr that his belief that the board is comprised of concerned and conscientious people with the students' best interests in mind. Attending the February 3rd planning session and following the process thereafter is the best way to become and stay informed about what the school board is actually thinking and what they are actually doing. Mr. Carr's words, if we are having to have people work together as a team to try to improve educational performance, why wouldn't we focus on that instead of an extraordinarily modest, if any, savings, are well taken. The process will be lawful, transparent. Copies of the review will be available for all to discuss and come to understand the factual and compelling logic that guides the board to their decision making. Thank you very much.
As usual, a recording of the full Board of Education meeting is available online at wgxc.org/archives. James Odotta reported at the Capitol Confidential that on Thursday, State Senators Liz Krueger and Cecilia Katchik introduced legislation that would require communities to approve of a casino in their midst. The bill provides for home rule rights of municipalities and goes beyond requirements negotiated last year between Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the legislature. The bill would require that local support for the sitting of a casino in a specific municipality be demonstrated through the passage of a local law or resolution in support of the sitting. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star that the $9 million renovation of the Columbia County Courthouse is near completion. Construction on the courthouse's interior is expected to be finished by March 31st. According to Public Works Commissioner David Robinson, the weather has delayed exterior improvements such as landscaping until April or May. Hard construction costs now stand at nearly $8.2 million. Robinson said overall, the project is $50,000 under budget at present. Rick Carlin reported in the Times Union that State Education Commissioner John B. King Jr. was called before the State Education Committee on Thursday over the rollout of the Common Core Standards test. Committee members told King if he did not slow or delay implementation of some of the testing, lawmakers may have to come up with a legislative solution. King said he will try to respond to the concerns, but said he does not want to abandon that program. He said the exams provide valuable input into how teachers and students perform, and in some cases they are federally mandated. Finally, Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Heart of Catskills Association's 8th annual Cat Around Catskill kicked off on Sunday with its artist and sponsors reception at the Washington Urban Senior Center in Catskill. The walls of the Senior Center were covered with 84 original designs for the fiberglass cat statues that will go out on the streets on Memorial Day and eventually be sold at a fundraising auction the last weekend in September. Sponsors have until February 15th to pick a cat. As for the weather for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of snow showers mainly before 4 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 3 degrees. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 14 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 15 degrees. Tuesday night, increasing clouds, low around 3 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 5. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 17 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 4. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 16. The sun rose this morning at 7:12 a.m. and will set at 5:04 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 27th day of January 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.